Okay, class, welcome back. Your second year, so welcome back. I hope you made it back. I hope you did good in your first semester. And we're here, the first year, and this is the second year. This class is called Church Unusual, and it sounds just like the words are. Church was never meant to be a usual thing, but because we allow other concepts, we left away, I won't say we left away, but we've maybe ignored or been deceived from some of the concepts of the church that Jesus implemented. Upon this rock I'll build my church. Jesus is the cornerstone that he implemented for us to be as the church. We may have moved away from some things, and so now it got normal, it got ritual, it started being the normal process of things instead of being exactly what the living live organism that God intended it for it to be. And moving forward and watch this, unveiling the kingdom of God that is here all around us, right? And letting things be in earth as it is in heaven. This is the goal. And so it's just what it is. No normal. I know normally the church consists of, you know, the preacher, the pastor, the leader, the building, those that are in quote unquote leadership in the building, the ministry of helps, the choir, the ushers, the all those different things, right? But in actuality, it is much more organic and much more explosive than these things. There's nothing wrong with any of this. There's nothing wrong with our gathering on Sunday, on Wednesdays, some people on Tuesdays. This is not about that. But if we are just stuck with the gathering, then we never really expand and start to, I don't want to use the word establish, start to expose the kingdom in places outside of the walls, right? And so this is the point. Even the word church, it comes from the word ecclesia, right? Right, and some of you may be familiar with that, but it really means called out. Called out ones, watch this. It says it's called out by your name. I'll go into it, and we'll dig into it a little bit more in this class. It'll be introductory, and we'll dig into it more. But it means called out by a name to carry a name. Watch what else. It says called out, listen to me, from an origin, right? We all come from God. We called out from an original plan, from an original understanding, from an original identity to carry. And he called you by name, by character, to carry that name, that character, that origin, that original plan, that original identity to the world. Listen to what I'm saying. This is what church was meant to be. But because of traditions of men and because of legalisms and even some forms of religion, I don't want to get on the word religion. Some people put the word religion down, but religion simply means to bind. To bind to something when you got a belt on, this religion, because it's holding you, it's binding your pants to you, right? It's binding to something. So the word religion is not negative, but what are you bound to? What concept are you bound to? Actually, but watch this. So it is meant to be, truth of the matter is, and you can say this now, say, I am the church. Go ahead, say it. I am the church, right? Like, this is who I am, right? The church is not the building, it is not the sanctuary. This is the sanctuary, right? This is my body is the temple, right? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I keep going, right? Like, is the same spirit that raised Jesus that dwells on the inside of you. These are scriptures, right? He says, they ask you, when does the kingdom of God come? He said, some people say, low here, low there. He said, the kingdom of God don't come in observation. Some people say, low here, low there. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. Listen to what the concept that I'm saying, right? So even we're going to clarify what's happening when we do gather. I understand. I know some of y'all hit me right now. Forsake not the assembly yourselves. Right. Amen. But you don't understand what you're doing. If you don't understand what you're whoing, you don't understand what you're doing. If you don't understand who you are, you'll never know what to do. You know, I say this statement, you ought to heard me say this before in another message, dogs bark and bees buzz. They're not taught to do those things. Those things are instinctual to them because that's who they are. Dogs don't buzz and bees don't bark, right? This is what I'm saying. And so there's an instinctual thing that comes from you. But if you don't know who you are, then you'll be approaching a thing, the gathering, the congregation is so important. The community is so important to us. But if you don't know who you are, You'll be coming to the community to get instead of bringing something to the community. Listen, listen to what I'm saying. And so there's a recalibration, even in the apostolic, of what church really means and the place of the fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the evangelist, the teacher. What are the places for everybody? What is going on? And bringing order back to what needs to be so that it can be fully functional. It's almost like, you know, if my ear was on my knee, it'd be kind of difficult, right? It'll be kind of, it wouldn't be the efficient function that God created it to be. Maybe I could still hear. That's a weird concept, I know, for an ear to be on the knee, right? Use your imagination, right? But it still wouldn't be efficient because my ears hear are efficient for the process of all my senses, hearing and saying and hearing. Like it's even my brain being here, it's important for the piece to be where it should be and be functional as it should, right? For the sake of the body, right? Ephesians 4, right? And every joint supplies, right? For the effectual work, for the edifying of the body of Christ, right? It's functional for the entire body. And so, but we have to know who we are individually as the church, right? And so as we go through this, we'll see this. Matthew chapter 16. Let me go through this really quick and we'll revisit these things. And for the sake of, you know, if you was in the class last year and living by the book, you know, you realize that I'm a big stickler on context. So we'll be able to dig into these things a little bit more in future classes on context and where we're going and why we're going there. But this whole story about who the men say that I'm in, I really don't, we won't go into it fully right now because I want to break it down in ways that we can really pinpoint some things and really get to it. But one of the main versions, main parts, it is verse 18, Matthew 16, verse 18. He says, I say also unto thee, and we'll talk about that too, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, right? And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Immediately right here, we see that Jesus has a certain concept of what to build the church on, right? He describes it as my church. So he takes ownership, what to build it on. He takes ownership, and then he kind of gives a concept of how the church should be moving, because he says, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. Now, for years I would listen, I would say, the gates of hell should not prevail against it. So I was like, yeah, the gates go, you know, you're not going, but I was like, wait, gates don't move. So if gates don't move, you know, if you go to a gated community or building or something with a gate, the gate is a stationary thing that is keeping the things on the inside captive. Or keep, not even so much captive, that's such a bad word, because it may be trying to protect something, right? But the point is that the gate is stationary. Gates don't, they're not rolling down the road. A gate doesn't move. A gate is stationary. So what is he saying? He said, if the gates of hell should not prevail against the church, then in that concept of those two things, the gates of hell and the church, the gates of hell and the church, which one of these things are moving? Now, because we don't know what church is or the real concept of church, or we have usual church and we don't really know what this really means to be called out and sent and moving, because we don't understand that, we have a different concept. We're so used to coming in and sitting down in the pew or sitting down in the seat or sitting down in a service or sitting down in a sermon, and we don't understand what that is. So that's conditioned us to not even see what this really means. But he's trying to say that the church is mobile. And if the gates will not prevail, that means the church is moving forward, and the things that are trying to be gatekeepers to the place that we should be and the place that we should be establishing things that's trying to hold us out, they won't prevail because we're moving forward. The church is in motion. It's a moving, living organism. We are moving, living organisms. So as soon as he says, upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell, it almost seems like it doesn't make sense, right? I'm going to build my church on a rock, but then the gates ain't going to prevail against it? What are you saying? I'm going to build my church on the rock, and then the gates of hell ain't going to prevail. He's using, you got to watch Jesus when you pay attention to him. Jesus will use, that's why he spoke in parables. He will use concepts that you are used to, but to give you a concept of how he, oh, no, this is crazy. He'll use concepts that you're used to give you a concept of how he wants to use you. I got to Yo, I got to put that in my phone. He give you concepts they used to give you a concept of how he will use you. And so it almost doesn't make sense that I'm going to build my church upon the rock, right? But the gates of hell. But then you got to start off, he says, and thou art Peter. He's talking to a person, right? You are Peter. The word Peter means rock. Petros, rock, right? He watched, oh, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I say also something that thou art rock. And that's it with you. And upon this rock, which is you, I'll build my church. He said, well, Jesus is the rock. He's the cornerstone. Yeah. But what is that? Why do you feel like that's not you as well? He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these. He that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow living water. Right? If you say to the mountain, Jesus is putting, he's giving enablement and identity to you as a child of God yourself, as a son and a daughter of God yourself, as an equality with God yourself. He's putting you in the same position with him, who he is. I'm in the Father me. We're talking about all these things. He's giving you that same thing. So watch this. You never notice this. That you are rock. And upon this rock, I will build my church. Right? Upon the living, breathing, moving identity of God in you, I will build my church as a moving organism. Yeah. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. Now, we, church as usual, has built our own gates. We'll talk about that too. We built our own gates and our own, you know, walls of enclosing, and we're trying to protect from the oogity boogity boogity evil. The devil's on the outside of the gate trying to get in, right? And you are, there's a concept when playing sports. They say if you you can't play not to lose. You got to play to win. If you try to play, I've seen it over and over again with teams. They get a lead, and then for the rest of the game, they're just trying to hold on to the lead instead of keep pushing forward with the thing that gave them the lead at first. And usually when you're trying to preserve, he who try to save his life, come on, scriptures, he who try to save his life will lose it. It says it a little bit later in this chapter, right? And we'll get to, if any man come to you, let him deny himself, take up the cross and follow me, he who try to save his life will lose it. A lot of times we've gotten to this point that we're trying to save our concepts of what church is and save our concepts of culture and save our life and try to close everything and lock the doors. To the point to where now we're not going into the world and publishing this word, preach. We're publishing the gospel, right? Preach is further than your speech. Publishing, to publish something means to make it evident, to make it public, to make it be seen, right? This is the point, but because we've taken the church as usual, we're trying to preserve what we have. I'm trying to preserve my ticket to heaven. But you know that guy in the parable, I think it's a chapter after, that guy, a couple chapters after, the guy, the parable about the talent, 1-5, 1-2, 1-1, according to several ability. The one that got in trouble out of those three servants, or those three stewards, was the one that took the Lord's talent, took the Lord's money, and hid it in the ground, right? And sometimes we can do that in our concepts of normal church. We in the building, so we keep it inside, keep it inside. We got to protect ourselves from the big bad wolves that's outside, right? Understanding that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If I'm not deceived, then it can't take me over. If it wanted to, you can't take my life, I give it. That's how Jesus talks, right? But the reversal and the reordering of the concepts, the reordering of the understanding of who we are and how we are, and then we're able to invade industries, and invade concepts and invade regions, right? To expose and unveil the kingdom of God as it should be seen. This is the point. And so I love it. I love the word of God. I love these classes. We're gonna get into opening things up, because even just this class, I just learned something. He said, you are rock. And I build my church on the concept of who I've told you are. Who I originally made you to be is the concept. You are the called out ones. You are the established ones. But I got to peel some stuff off you. And we're gonna he's gonna talk about that a little further. And it's because he says he called Peter Satan. Now the same one called Rock. He says, "Get behind me, Satan." Whoa. Now are you the rock that the church is built on, that is moving towards, and the gates of hell won't prevail? Or are you Satan? Why does he call him Satan? He said, "Because thou savorest the things that be of men and not of God." And we'll find out these things that have crept into the church organized organism, and it's crept in to savor the things that men say are important, not the things that be of God. And so we'll talk about this more. Once again, welcome to the class. I'm excited about this year, excited about this semester, and I look forward to more classes. I'll see you next time.